This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is this the Good Day program? I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The big item today is what we do for the weekend, and I'm going to really fix everything for you by reviewing what horrible things you'll find in public pools as they open this weekend. That'll be nice.
Why ruin it for us, Doug?
I have lost my banana, and it is really disturbing me.
We have an ATB out on the banana.
Your Snickers bar in the pool.
I put out an Amber Alert for the banana.
I just peeled the skin of a banana, and I don't know where I put the banana.
Kara just said,
wait a couple of weeks and you'll find it. Thank you very much, Kara. That'd be helpful. I do not have a swimming pool in my new house.
How are you going to shower during the summer? Big swimming hole.
You're
laughing, Victoria, but this is true about Ducky. You used to take a bar of soap into the pool with them.
I have these folks that bought my house. Now, remember, my new house where I'm living is next door to the old house. I can just walk through the woods and go over to the pool when nobody's around and take a dip. But it's not the same because it isn't, I can't go into the bar.
Because it's illegal?
Do they? What? What's illegal?
Trespassing on someone else's yard?
Well, we're all friends here. Anyway, there are a number of things that you should be aware of. As you go to the pool this weekend, you need to know what's crawling around inside the pool. But
your banana.
The number one thing that is problematic, so some say, is that 1 in 5 adults admit to peeing in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who doesn't pee in the pool, those 4 in 5 adults, are liars. I'm sorry.
They say they didn't. Right.
Give me a break. Everybody who says, I never pee in a pool. Oh, you've peed in a pool at some point in your life. Don't even lie. Maybe you don't do it
when I was a kid.
Done it. Uh-huh.
I don't do it now.
Come on.
Now?
Every once in a while.
I grew up in the ocean, so everyone pees in the ocean. That is true.
Gross facts about swimming pools include the bacteria that is in chlorine pools. I took chlorine out of my pool a long time ago, and I had a deciduous sort of, what do they call it? It was a sand-based cleanser that had a lot of salt in it, and that's what cleaned
that's
the pool.
That's actually just called salt. That's what my dad
called. Well, thank you. Anyway,
some
bacteria.
Made it a saltwater pool.
Yes, I did, sort of. Most of the people that go into the swimming pool do it without having bathed first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the Water Quality and Health Council report, 70% of people who go into the pool are dirty. Now, if it's your own pool,
and lotions, fragrances, and you can see it kind of get like a shiny surface on the water.
Everybody has sunscreen on, so there's, a layer of oil. I used to be a lifeguard for numerous years when I was in high school, and I swam competitively all before that, and I had my pool operator's license. And let me just tell you, going to that class and learning about all of the bacteria, and we had a daycare that would come, and someone would always poop in the pool, or there would be throw up, and we would have to close it clean the pool. But when you learn about all of the bacteria that is in that stuff, I mean, I still go swimming, and I still love swimming. But it's not fun to know about that stuff. Let's ask the hard-hitting question, though, Kara.
Have you ever peed in the pool?
No answer is
yes.
Yes, I have. Thank you. At least you're honest.
But you know what? And part of the thing that is gross here is the chemical combination of urine and sweat and the dirt from people's bodies. That's all. That's
life's elixir right there.
That's an odor. that comes with the public pools, anyway. I don't know about private pools.
It always freaks me out, like, when I go to Vegas, where I know there is a large portion of people that are drinking and doing God knows what in the pool.
Right, exactly.
Ugh. Yeah. At least it, you have
you
your
get
own,
drunk in
your,
one of those pools.
It's your own dirt, at least.
So you want to know how silly this is? I'm looking at this story. And after they present all of the problems, then they say, here's what to remember not to do. Never go swimming in a pool if you have diarrhea. Always, always shower before entering a pool. Parents should check children's diapers. Why in the name of God would you put a kid in the pool who had a diaper on? Now, I'm saying that to myself fully knowing the last time I went to California, it was to see Miles take his first swimming lesson.
They have swim diapers, though.
And he had on a swimming diaper. Yeah, he did. I never saw him before. But this is a diaper that seals everything in so that you don't gross up the pool. And it was really fun to sit there and watch him as he, you know, tried to figure out what to do with his arms and his legs. But, you know, going on the positive side of that, taking a young child to the pool is one of the most wonderful things you can do for them, their coordination, their balance, and having them feel secure. There's something about being in the water. If you learn it, if you learn respect for the water when you're young, it can be extraordinarily positive psychologically as you grow older.
Well, when you're a child, you're too young to really be scared of what can happen.
Right.
And,
you know,
we went to the pool and I learned how to swim when I was one, and I've never been scared of the water. I love the ocean. I've never been scared of it. But my boyfriend doesn't really like swimming at all. First of all, partially he thinks it's gross, which I guess it kind of is.
you believe what I just said for the last 5 minutes telling you? Yeah.
but he's not a great swimmer either. And I think that's such a sad thing to not teach your kids how to swim when they're young, because it's a valuable life skill, and it's something that it's never as easy to learn when you get older.
You know, I'm looking at the number one thing. We're always looking at what's Twittering and what's this and what's that. Facebook.com/Good Day. Instagram.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. I see the number one thing is the story, and I'm not sure how to quite, I'm going to.
You just had diarrhea in a pool, so I'm pretty sure for you.
Well,
from
but this is different because that doesn't seem to bother people's sensitivities. When you talk about a guy's parts, then it does. There's a story about some python, a snake, biting a guy's you know what. And how he's now they got the python off of his.
Now they call him Matilda.
No, that wasn't exactly what was going on. But this guy is happily telling people the story of what happened to pry the python off of his.
Wow.
Okay.
So he's okay? He's talking.
Yeah, apparently.
In a high voice, but he's talking.
Okay, thanks very much. 14 past the hour. The success that we're having telling people about the MyPillow experiences that all of you are having, it's really quite rewarding. This fellow that made MyPillow a success, a guy named Mike Lindell, had problems sleeping. And he had some kind of a little fabric store, and so he fiddled around with trying to create a stuffing for his pillow. And that's how he was able to develop what is today MyPillow and sell them. He had different combinations of what he put inside of them. So now the patented MyPillow, this special fill that is just right for you. You put it, as we learned earlier this week, in the dryer first when you get it. Then it'll conform to whatever it is on your body that you feel needs support. Your neck, maybe it's your back, could be your hips, whatever it is. Get a couple of these, and you'll find yourself sleeping in an amazingly comfortable way.
Well, and the best thing about it, because it can go in the dryer, and it says there's no risk of overheating or, like, ruining the pillow.
Right.
Is that every 4 weeks, Dougie, you can clean, or sorry, every 4 months, you can clean it, wash it, and then that, you know how you can freak out about all the dead skin and yuckiness that gets stuck in your pillow?
Those little mites and things.
Yeah, it stays clean, because you can wash it and dry it. It's awesome.
Talk about the gross stuff in the pool. You have no idea. Okay, so you get the point. MyPillow is very cool. You'll get one for the regular price, and you'll get another one free by dialing 800-874-8985. Use the code DS for Doug Steffen or whatever else you want to use to remember. You got to use the code, though, DS. Free pillow goes with that, 800-874-8985. Why don't you do that now? If you're going to take a trip this summer, you probably want to take your own pillow with you. There's nothing worse than having, you stop in motels and stuff, those pillows are horrible. So take your own MyPillow with you. Get another one free when you call 800-874-8985. Use the code DS. You can go to MyPillow.com. Use the same code and you'll get the same deal. But I think talking to somebody is always more worthwhile. At least I find it to be that way. But order as you will, the way you will. MyPillow.com or 800-874-8985 for your free pillow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology. They will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act was passed by Congress 25 years ago to eliminate unwanted marketing phone calls. The law has helped cut down on unsolicited calls, but it's also been used for questionable lawsuits, too. For example, one law firm sued an NFL football team that offered to send its fans updates about the team if they wanted them. The team promised to send only 5 text messages a week, but it was sued after sending 6 texts one week and 7 another week. That case was worth $3 million. Now, some lawyers are being accused of trying to get big awards like that by using underhanded tactics to find new clients. One law firm has allegedly obtained the names and phone numbers of people who use a cell phone app that blocks unwanted calls and is calling them about potential lawsuits. Let's be fair, it's more than a little ironic that a law firm that files lawsuits over unwanted phone calls is itself accused of pestering these app users with more unsolicited calls. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In a recent national survey, a majority of Americans said they felt less free than they were 5 years ago. Only 13% said they felt freer than before. It is so troubling that so many Americans fear the growing power of government over every aspect of their lives. But it is even more troubling that so many people think they can't do anything about it. Defending our freedom and passing it along to the next generation undiminished is the first responsibility of citizenship. We, the people, are the keepers of our own rights, not the government. We must look through the lens of liberty at every act of government, and when our freedom is threatened, we must act and tell the government no, not on our watch. Then we can leave the next generation more free, not less.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The state of Louisiana became the first state to make violence against police a hate crime. Governor Edwards signed a bill into law. He's the son of a sheriff. This past week, the measure passed, known as the Blue Lives Matter Bill. I think it's interesting. After all, there's a lot of plays on Black Lives Matter taking place this year. This bill establishes additional protections and increased penalties under the hate crimes law for police officers or first responders who are targeted as victims because of what they do for a living.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I do it too, actually.
It would be fair for people in the private sector, so.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, food for thought as to what is happening that is of a distinction worth a mention here around the country on Good Day, because that's part of making us fit as a fiddle in your mind, I know. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here on the Good Day program. I always like, because there's something about his music that makes me smile, makes most people smile. It just, that's what you get on listening to Bruce Springsteen. So, Bono, who is an Irishman, was in Dublin. It seems that Bruce Springsteen's River Tour rolled into Dublin over the weekend, and he decided that he would invite him. I'm not even sure he invited him. I just think that Bono jumped up on stage.
He was invited.
He was invited?
Yeah. Yes. All my cousins actually brought in Dublin were at this show, and they loved it.
Really?
It was a great, yeah, they said it was a great surprise.
So let's hear what it sounds like. Is that what this is? This is actually a cut from him being on stage. Songs that connect with people, and they're fun as well. I think you too. I've had a new sort of, I don't know if it's respected, but I like the message that you two has in their music, and so I just
Well, you know, Victoria, Kara and I, we get together and we put together music with a positive message.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, you mean not us too?
Yes, you three.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You people.
Is this a thing that they do like a tradition? Because I'm looking on YouTube and from 8 years ago, there's a video of Bruce Springsteen and Bono singing Because
oh,
the Night.
Cool. Yeah.
This is, by the way, not a Springsteen song. It's Patti Smith, Because the Night. They're covering it. All right. Just crank this up, Kara, for a minute. Not a great recording. Who's been a part of this program for a long time, is the quintessential Springsteen fan. Wouldn't she tell us when she's been to 250 concerts of his?
I don't even know.
Whoa, really?
She goes to like 10 a year at least.
No, more, yeah. She'll go to them sometimes weekly. So this was a concert that took place at Croke Park in Dublin. Had two shows there, very popular there. Yeah, you understand that Dublin is a very blue-collar city, and Springsteen is a real blue-collar guy in terms of the appeal of his music. So anyway, he apparently has done, Springsteen has done it during U2 concerts, and Zobano returns the favor. U2, an eight-night stand in Madison Square Garden last July. Springsteen made an appearance for us. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. And a cover of Stand By Me. If you had that, Kara, someplace, it would be kind of fun to listen to, even though we don't have time, a whole lot of time to do it. Just this kind of stuff that just warms you up. That's, you know what it is? That's just what it is. It's exciting, it's fun, and it warms you up. 28 past the hour here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Otherwise known as Estrogen Central. It's 34 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn are here. I heard nothing of that. Did I? Was that offensive?
A little bit.
Oh!
Are you starting your pills or what? Yeah, what do we need Estrogen Central?
Yeah, because you have more estrogen than anybody here.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Come on.
Richie's at the Controls in our studio in Washington. The number of homeless people over the age of 50. Rising by 20% since Barack Obama has been president. Is that a political statement? Well, you can take it any way you want to. There are 300,000. I don't know how are you registered as a homeless person, but somehow
they actually count them. And I learned this because my friend Courtney, who I work with, you guys know Courtney.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's mom, her soon to be mother-in-law, at one point, actually volunteers, and they go around the area. There's a group, and they canvass, and they count and register homeless people, and then they all exchange their information. But they actually do a count. There's a system, and she's helped with it. There's a way that they do that. So.
Okay, so what does this many people at this age say about our society? Skid Row for a 70-year-old.
Yeah.
How's that?
Do you know this has become one of my hot button issues? I think mostly because where I live and Los Angeles in general has become this is a gigantic problem. And as much as I love to blame Obama for everything, I'm not going to do it necessarily in this case, because I do think some of the issues are, maybe it's monetary, maybe people lose jobs, but the people that I see walking the streets are either veterans who have post-traumatic stress. There's a lot of stuff going on, and they haven't received the proper treatment. Or they're severe drug abusers who are making the choice to live on the streets. I mean, we have homeless shelters all over the place that sit empty night after night after night.
Yeah, people don't want to go in them.
Because people don't want the rules, and they don't want to go in there. There's been this cultural shift where this free lifestyle of walking the streets and doing drugs when you want to do it has become more desirable than putting a roof over your head, which is possible.
Get the money to get the drugs.
This is, there's lots of
different
ways. You
give it to them when they ask for it on the street corner.
I'm trying to figure all of this out, and it so bothers me that in this group are veterans. The others, I'm not discounting the value of the lives of the other
Probably
people.
Probably not as much anymore. I mean, I think Victoria's right. There are a big young group, and there are a lot of drug users.
Well, I'm just talking about the 50-year-olds and over.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the younger
people.
Those who are over 50.
Mm-hmm. Especially the group, and they're aging out now, that came back from Vietnam, who were shunned by society when they came back. Came back with seeing a lot of atrocities. I mean, it's sad.
Somebody doing some yard work?
Excuse me, let me put down my weed blower while you talk. What is that? Is there an axe murderer or serial killer coming for you, Doug?
No, actually.
A chainsaw?
My focal point, I have my studio in an older part of this new house where I'm living, and it's out on the end by the barn. And yesterday, the two guys took down a tree that was by the barn.
It sounded like a chainsaw.
That's exactly what it is. They're finishing the tree. So don't pay attention to that noise. Pay attention to what I'm saying. The veterans' problems, and to go into the Vietnam War, we see these atrocities created by Daesh, and the news media has given so much attention to that sort of thing. Believe me when I tell you, the sorts of things that the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, did to our soldiers, it reminds me of the march to Bataan and the atrocities the Japanese did to the Americans, the sort of unspeakable things that they did, and then it brings me around to thinking, I said this actually earlier, Victoria and I were talking not about this, but basically the human condition. Do you realize that in the past 100 years, since World War I, that the human race has annihilated 100 million of its kind through this sort of thing? We have, and we present ourselves as being better than the animal kingdom. Well, I guarantee you that the animal kingdom hasn't annihilated as many people in it as we have annihilated our own. And so when you get to this sort of thing, and then you see it, here's an organized attempt to keep the people who have been exposed to these atrocities, that have been involved and perhaps had horrible things done to them, from getting the service that they deserve. And you see these military industrialists getting every nickel, every dime, every penny, every quarter that they bill the government for. I bring myself back to a point or a place where I just don't understand what it is that people don't see about how obvious these atrocities are. We, as Americans, commit these atrocities against the people who are out there trying to keep us from being victimized on our own soil. And yet we don't honor them, we don't respect them, we don't have any regard for them. We are so full of crap as a people when I don't have words for it. Richie, I hope you bleep that out.
It is.
I don't like putting the two words together, but
It is.
It's outrage.
And there is no excuse for it.
And
none.
It shouldn't become political. You know,
no!
Not at all. Not at all. No. Where people on both sides of the aisle should be just arms.
Why isn't there somebody making a big deal of this, Jennifer?
Well,
why
there
isn't
are
there
a
some congressman saying, we're paying all of these military industrialists to sell to Vietnam and everybody else that we can find to buy our stuff, and we're paying them all to
but
make things
honest,
that the military doesn't want, but we can't take care of these people?
Instead of fixing the VA, it's turned into a political issue where, you know, Donald Trump says it's got to be fixed and we've got to do something about it, and then Hillary Clinton says, oh, it's okay. I mean, they've turned...
No, it isn't okay.
It's
not, not okay.
Come on.
I don't think she thinks it's okay.
Then you have the guy last week who's in charge of the VA who said that the line time is just like sitting in line at Disneyland. No, people are dying. This is not Disneyland. I mean, it's just... But to turn it into a political issue is not the right thing to do. Let's just talk about it and fix it.
They can't fix it. It's too big and they're unable to manage it.
Yeah, let it go. Let them go to wherever they want to go. Then that starts to solve problems.
Just get everybody a card and get them health care wherever they can get it.
Okay. All right. I've got my boiled blood. I didn't get to the other thing that was boiling my blood today, this food and flour recall. But we have
You're
to
all
do.
Boiled.
I am.
And somebody's cutting down
the sound of the chainsaw that's revving them up.
I'm working on the chain gang. At 43 past the hour, television report next year on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes. This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
So your partner's in the mood and ready, but you're not? Sexual health expert Dr. Sharon Parrish says 44% of U.S. women say they have a sexual problem or concern.
Whatever your age, sexual relations are important for overall women's physical and mental health. In women, stress, trouble communicating with partners, hormonal changes from pregnancy and menopause, even illness and medications can all affect sexual function. It's important to pay attention to these changes. However, unlike men, women have few options.
Now there's Fiera, a new product to help women get their bodies and minds ready for intimacy naturally. Dr. Leah Milheiser is Chief Scientific Officer at Newell.
I'm happy to talk about Fiera, a new hormone-free and drug-free product. It's scientifically proven to get back women's desire for intimacy. 87% of women said they felt in the mood, and 75% said they felt excited and ready. Fiera is a great tool in a woman's arsenal for greater sexual intimacy.
For more, visit Fiera.com. That's Fiera.com.
Then there's the story of the Beverly Hills Hotel boycott. The Polo Lounge.
Oh, why? The, it's so pretty there.
Yeah, it's very nice there. Well, for a long time, Jay Leno and Elton John and Sharon Osbourne, Ellen DeGeneres, and other people who are supposedly famous have been avoiding the Beverly Hills Hotel because it belongs to the Sultan of Brunei.
Oh.
And we all know how Sharia law has been introduced into his country, calls for homosexuality to be punished by death, adultery punished by death.
I appreciate the consistency with these stars, though, because I think one of the things that drives me absolutely bananas is when you hear a lot about, like, the musicians and the groups that won't go into North Carolina and perform because of the transgender bathroom rules in North Carolina, yet they'll go over to the Middle East and perform when Muslim countries, I mean, they don't mess around with gay people. They kill them immediately. Yeah, it's not what they tolerate. And so I actually appreciate the stars who say, look, we can't support Sharia law. We can't, you know, and stay consistent on their stance, because I think that means more, I think, to me at least.
All right. So here's a, this is sort of like the Abercrombie and Fitch conversation or comment you made a few minutes ago, Jen. The magazine the article in a magazine called Which Swimsuit Best Suits You? This is a magazine called Discovery Girls, targeting readers between the ages of 8 and 12. So we're talking a lot about going out. This is the first sort of weekend of summer. People get into their pools for the first time, going on the boat for the first time, swimming in the lake for the first time. So here's this magazine. According to the magazine, girls who are curvy, and remember, this is 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Girls who are curvy should wear tops that fit like a bra, while straight up and down figures can add curves with patterns.
I saw this story, and, you know, Victoria and Karen and I are probably used to these stories because in reading Cosmo or Glamour or Style Watch or any of the magazines that come out during summertime in style, they all tell you the best, you know, bikini or the best bathing suit for your shape. But how ridiculous is it at 8? Because you don't really have a shape yet at 8. You're a kid.
Right.
Yeah. Like, why make them worry about that right now, about the proper bathing suit for your body? I mean, my goodness, this is the last chance you'll get before you have to start really stressing about it. Just go out and swim and be a kid. My goodness.
But how is it that, I mean, how is it, though, that we have, this is the JonBenet Ramsey syndrome, it seems to me. Why would you?
It is a little JonBenet.
Well, it is.
Agree with
it's
you on that.
It's how we sexualize young girls earlier.
Right, hello.
And as much as I hate to, like, peg the problems of the free world on the Kardashians, I mean, part of this is the issue. When you have, like, the Kylie Jenners of the world who, like, at 16 were getting lip injections and stuff. I mean, this is just sexualizing girls. These are the people that they look up to, and it's just, it's too bad, because this is your one chance before you get into the rat race of your late teens and your early 20s when you have to, you know, feel like you're competing with all these women. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a, there's one more thing I kind of wanted to bring around. This is nothing to do, well, it's sort of the coordinated thought pattern here has to do with celebrity, or who, or those who want to be or act like a celebrity. Here's this guy named Alonzo Knowles, who pled guilty this past week to hacking 130 celebrities and stealing scripts and social security numbers, even got a sex tape, trying to sell unfilmed movie and TV scripts to undercover agents, sent agents a celebrity sex video. Agents persuaded him to meet them in New York, where he was arrested, because they couldn't get into the Bahamas to arrest this guy. He had a Tupac biopic and 50 Cent's Power, his show Power, were stolen by this guy. You like the way I did 50 Cent? That was pretty good, right?
That was very good. I was impressed.
Huh.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Time for our weekly visit from Amy Newmark. Amy is responsible for those great Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And in a moment, we're going to deal with loved ones who have Alzheimer's from the perspective that Amy has in editing all these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to get your kids to respect you? Not as tough as it sounds. And all it takes is the science behind a really good quote. Solon the Great, who was Archon Mayor of the city of Athens, advised parents as follows. Reprove your child privately and commend your child publicly. Reprimanding, scolding, chiding, admonishing, correcting, yelling at. Do not recommend that one. And disciplining should be a private experience between parent and child. Censoring a child in public is extremely humiliating to the child, and the child loses respect for your parenting abilities. What's the chief psychological trick? To gain the respect of your child, respect your child publicly, keep discipline private, and you know what? They'll respect you in public and in private. Check out my book, Chief Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Fresh Food Finder locates farmers markets near your current location. But what good is it without days of the week and hours of operation? Come on, Fresh Food Finder.
Struck out.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely
up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging. Bye-bye.
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping. Rated R.
All right, now 55 past the hour. Happy to have Amy back with us again. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Here's something from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias. This strategy that you describe in here for managing conversations with people who are losing their memory, going down this long, lonely path. This can't have been a pleasant thing for you to put together, Amy.
It wasn't, but boy, did I learn a lot. And it's not just helping you talk to people with Alzheimer's, but talking to anyone who has memory issues. And here's the number one thing that I learned from creating this book. And it's not obvious until you hear it, but it's really easy to implement once it occurs to you. The tip is, don't try to correct somebody who has dementia. If they are in a new reality, go there and join them in that new reality. There's no point trying to correct them as long as they're not trying to do something that's unsafe.
So, under the circumstances, this is a problem that goes very far and very deep with people. A lot of folks don't understand. We were talking earlier about brains being examined, football players and racers and people that are in the service who develop these sorts of problems. But do you offer a clue, not necessarily just to the conversation, but to how people get this problem? Because it is something that actually, when you dig deeply into it, there are ways of preventing you and people in your family from getting Alzheimer's and dementia.
There are a lot of studies that show that if you exercise during your life, you eat properly, you don't get diabetes, you have a much lower chance of getting some kind of Alzheimer's or some other kind of dementia. There's a big correlation that they found between diabetes and dementia, but of course there's a correlation between not exercising and not eating properly and then getting diabetes. So June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and June is coming up tomorrow. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. So the example I use in our book is a woman whose mom decided she had been a World War II fighter pilot. And instead of arguing about it, once their mom said she was getting the Medal of Honor from the military, this woman went and got a plastic medal, wrote up a certificate from the military, and presented it to her mother at her birthday party in a restaurant. And everyone in the restaurant caught on and stood up and applauded her. And that's how they made her mother's last year of life a lot more pleasant for her and for everyone around her.
Did the mother remember the things that were done to pay tribute to her, at least? Was that recognizable, or was it a new conversation every time it was brought up?
She knew it for a little while, and who knows? Maybe there's some kind of afterglow that stays even when the specific memory is gone.
Yep. Amy Newmark, you can go to chickensoup.com, Twitter at Amy Newmark. Apple's podcast is iTunes.apple.com, Soup for the Soul. It's 59 after here, and good day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.